Hey there, everybody. Monty here is borrowing my Bluetooth keyboard before he leaves, and he's trying to use it.
It's my last project before I leave, and I'm trying to... Well, my original project was to try to unlink Dropbox from Filer so I can relink it with the new password, because I don't want to have two Dropbox accounts sitting on my Filer, one that can't be used and one that can.
And now, looks like tank gonna work for now.
Well, because I...
We don't know how to unlink it.
Well, yeah, that, and I'm also trying... I'm in a different language right now. I'm trying to use the rotor. It feels awkward using a Bluetooth keyboard with your phone when you're not used to using a keyboard with a phone.
It's really I've been there, done that.
It's very cool. I love it, but I just send a text quicker than I ever have.
Yeah.
Or ever will.
Yeah.
I invest in one of these. Yeah, well, Sarah doesn't know, but I'm taking this thing. She's given me a lot of good gifts.
I am not.
I've got a Bluetooth keyboard, thing, radio.
No, you have your ocean, and you have your battery pack, and you have your Mac, you have your clothes, and that's it.
Oh, man, that's it? Oh, you're no fun. Okay.
And a set of grapes.
I ate those.
No, they're still in the fridge.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I need to pack that for you.
Right, we can do that here in a couple hours.
But, yeah.
Yeah, during my final time here,
my final hours for now.
This is like the final little project that we're doing.
It was not planned.
This was not planned. We just started talking about it. So I was like, let me just show you this. Okay, cool. So, here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the rotor.
I'm going to go grab a fake Starbucks coffee. I have one left. Ah.
Okay, you're going to do that and leave, and you're not going to be here to comment on my...
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
If I have one left.
I thought you drank, you got rid of all those. Let's see, I need to up and left arrow.
Characters.
I
think I got rid of all of them.
Yeah, I released the up arrow and I want to go to language every time.
Oh, no, here's the last one.
Oh, you're going to, okay, cool.
I don't know how old this thing is, but...
You're going to take it in.
Okay, up and down arrow take you through the...
The options of the
rotor.
Well, that's good. I'm going to go put it back to US now.
There we go, now upright.
Let me turn my phone up, which I know I can't do that on the keyboard.
Yes, you can, F12.
Oh, right, F12. I forgot about F12. Let's see. Keyboard hidden? What did I do?
You hit the eject button.
This keyboard has one of those?
Yep, it's used to hide and unhide the... Well, it's used for the Mac, too, remember.
Oh, right, that's true. Keyboard hidden.
You don't need to worry about that right now.
Okay, so I want... Okay, there we go. Alright, what was I doing? Oh, yes. Setting that to US English, which is done. Now, to put the rotor on characters, and actually, hopefully, it'll stay there. Let's go...
Entry. Edit. Words. Characters. Language.
I released the up arrow, and it wants to go to language.
No, you have to release both at the same time.
That's what I thought it stays in the... Oh, hold on. Up, right.
Default characters. Words.
I released one, not the other. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
Characters.
Yeah! Hold on. I'm not used to...
You're not used to QuickNav.
No, that's true, too. I have never used QuickNav.
Yeah, he's never used QuickNav, and I'm really hoping that this was still good. Well, it tasted fine.
That doesn't mean
anything.
You'll find out in a few minutes.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
See, I'm just tapping right arrow. Or am I supposed to just...
Adjust value.
Oh, you're supposed to just adjust value?
Let's see.
You're going to get it, but I won't. That's not gonna be any...
Whoops. Let's see.
That's okay.
Characters.
There we go.
Ah, okay. I don't know. That was...
Good. That takes a lot of practice and a lot of muscle memory.
I guess. Wow. So...
Which you'll get should you want to invest in one of these. Which I would if you really want to.
Right. And now
you don't have to.
What are my functions limited to if I turn off QuickNav right now, which I could do? What could I not do?
What can you not do? You can't go from page to page.
Oh.
You can't use the rotor.
Oh, right. Okay.
But you can edit just like you would in text edit.
Oh, sweet. But I could... Now, if I use... I could edit normally even now, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah, but you can't select stuff.
You can't review what I've done.
You can't select stuff. You can review it, but that's actually why I go out of QuickNav, so I can review it easier.
Oh, right.
I can hit option left or right arrow to go to Word.
Right.
I can, select with option shift left and right arrow.
Oh, that's right. You can't do that here. If you do option shift... Or can you select when you're QuickNav?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know. I don't know how.
Oh, okay. There might be a separate way to...
There might be.
But yeah, I could go...
I mean, I know the basic functions of the keyboard. Very basic.
Right, right. Well, there's not much to these things,
Yeah, really. I mean...
You know how to use your Mac.
I know how to use my Mac. I know how to use...
And how did you find the keyboard commands for the phone?
They were actually implemented in 2010. So... Oh. I've known them for a while now.
Oh, okay.
And there are some I still don't know, but...
And I assume there's some kind of, documentation
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Officially.
HLLF actually wrote one.
Oh, nice.
I don't have it.
Right.
But, you know, you can contact him on Twitter.
Of course. HLF. I want to meet him one day.
So do I. When he comes to Vegas, maybe we can both...
Meet up. Yeah.
He can give us a ride over to wherever, you know.
Oh, that'd be cool. Ooh, that'd be awesome. Maybe.
I'm sure he'd be willing to do it, even though I can be very annoying on Twitter.
Well, that'd be his judgment, but I know...
I'd
be the one to sweeten the deal.
True, yeah. No, that's my own judgment. That's not his.
Right, yeah.
He did help me with Excel, and thank you very much.
That's cool.
I passed the course with a B.
Yay.
Thanks to him.
I need to definitely... I was talking to him for a while, and then I just got out of touch, and I... Yeah, so... What was I'll I going to... Oh, yeah, let me see if I can figure out Filer one more.
Yeah.
And see if I can just make it work. Let me turn on Quick Nav again, or did I already? Let's see.
Quick Nav on.
I already did. All right, now let me go to... Yep.
And if there's any wind, sorry about that. I am underneath an air conditioner fan.
Yeah.
I'm under a fair conditioner.
You're under a fan conditioner.
No, I'm under a fair conditioner.
A fair conditioner, right. Because we have a ceiling fan and a... So the wind in the house is blowing at about 5... Yeah.
Well, that was about 70 miles a second.
Yeah, that's right. I did read that somewhere. It's pretty fast.
Right into my elbow.
Yeah. Ouch. It's amazing it still exists.
70 miles an hour or a second? I think it's a second. Isn't it a sneeze?
Miles a second? That's faster than your
average. How fast can a sneeze go? I forgot.
Anybody want to give us the answer to that one?
HLLF, you can give us... that's tonight's trivia.
Yeah, that's tonight's trivia question. How fast can a sneeze go? Oh, God. That'd be
no, I'm being mean.
Yes, you are. All right.
But he's a good guy.
Yes, he is. Most of the people won't get the reference. But that's
but he is a good guy.
All right, I need Filer, so we're going to VO space on this. Actually, pardon me, I also do option down arrow.
No, you can't do that. And it's command down arrow, by the way.
Right. You're right. Option, alt, command. Oh, these keyboard commands. They just stuck to a standard.
They've stuck with it since 10.4.
That's true. But I'm talking about, like, alt has been alt on a PC keyboard.
That's true.
Decades, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, control, delete. What did we hear the other day? Control, delete was invented by some guy, some programmer that he intended it just for his little project, and it just ended up when Bill Gates' Windows couldn't stay stable enough, then control, delete was implemented, and the whole world loved it.
Yeah. I even love it. Well, I can't use it, but I have control, shift, escape.
Yeah, you have that.
Which
works.
I think, did I tell you about that?
Yeah, I think you did. I also learned it in my Windows class.
I learned it in 2010.
Wow. Yeah, it has been around since XP, so.
Yep.
Let me go to. So here's the list of files that I have.
And it's.
You might want to turn your volume up just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's not up all the way.
Right. See, I can't move the phone because I'm charging it.
Yeah, but so start it moving and then, like, start voiceover and then, like, talking and then turn the volume up with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna have to do
actually. So now device off. Yeah, there you go.
That works.
That'll work. Now device
it's on
off.
The bed muffled, but it works.
It says device offline Monty Eisenhower because that's the Dropbox account that it's supposed to be tied to. But if I go into that, which I'm gonna do with VO space.
Dropbox files.
Now, keep in mind, I can still flick, but I'm just having fun with the keyboard while I can, so I can, you know.
I think they know. Those of us with Macs or those of us with Bluetooth keyboards.
Oh yeah, we know how to use them. That's right. Now, this edit button is not what I thought it was, and would allow me to do anything with the settings for Dropbox.
No, it just is a little. You can edit and delete. That's it.
Yeah. The files, which won't do any good anyway, because the password is different, which is the whole reason I'm trying to. So there's no. Let's see if I go through here. Just has the folders. At the end, there's an add, which I'm looking for. And I can't hold the key down, which I want to do so badly.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
There's your add button right there. See, if I hit that.
Text field is editing.
That's where you can create a folder name for your, you know. But I don't want to do that. Oh, it's already in the field. That's why it's acting weird.
So get out a quick nav.
Oh, yeah, right.
Quick nav off.
There we go.
And then get out of, put it back.
Oh.
Quick nav on.
There you go.
Nope. See? I think I have to go like that. And then, oh.
Enter a folder name. Edit. Text.
Nope, it's still editing. How do you get out of an edit field when you're going
again? Try VO, right?
That's what I just did.
Oh, what happened there?
See?
I don't know. Yeah.
So I need to get out of this edit field and go further right. I don't think I hit...
Actually, I think your screen is blank, to tell you the truth.
Enter a folder name. Edit.
No, I don't want to enter a folder name.
Add folder. Cancel. Button.
Cancel. Maybe I was in a... Hold
Dropbox.
On.
Dropbox. Dropbox. Edit.
Because I know what you're looking for, and I'm not seeing it.
Let me go through the folders again. Almost there. Oh, wait. Hold on. I thought I got rid of that. Oh, wait. This is old files. I keep forgetting. These files, most of which, I'd say 70% of which, are still in my Dropbox, but not anymore. I have 39 items.
Can I refresh?
Well, that's going to try to connect to the Dropbox, which should not work.
But if the password got changed, it should work.
Oh, maybe. Well, the password did get changed.
Yeah, but remember, it changes on all devices locally.
Wow.
Once you log in with your iPhone, it should have just...
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and I logged in with my iPhone. Let me see what it does.
Bring up 5,600 refresh. Button. 39 items. 0.0 bytes. 9.6 gigabytes available.
39 items totaling 0.0 bytes. I'm pretty sure it didn't...
That's a little odd.
But there's an add button. And then the normal tabs across the bottom where you...
Try maybe looking through it again, because I didn't... I remember seeing your WinApp thing before.
Yeah, well, that's... it was there. I just...
Text field. Is editing. Character...
That's where you put the folder name.
Enter a folder
name. Oh, wait. I mean... Oh, I know what the problem is.
Add folder. Cancel.
Cancel. I'm not in... I'm in... the Dropbox thing.
Dropbox files.
I need to go back, which I'll do.
Oh yeah.
That's why I've been.
That's probably what's going on.
Files,
edit,
now.
Edit.
From
files,
here.
Files, more info.
I need to go to the end of this list.
More info. Jazzy Blast, more,
these are files that are part of the app that I have right now.
Nine items. 592.4 megabytes. 9.6 gigabytes available.
See, that's on my phone.
Yep.
You have add. And if I click this add.
That should work.
Add that folder. Should work,
cancel.
Yeah.
Button.
You have add folder.
Add folder. Add. Enter a folder name. Heading.
Or.
Folder name. Text field.
That's where you could do a folder name. Or you can do.
Or add a server connection. Heading. Dropbox. Connected.
Yeah, it says it's connected.
But the other screen says device offline.
Web tab.
If I go to Dropbox connected,
Dropbox,
let me see.
Connected.
Let me go there.
Dropbox. Connected.
No.
It won't let me.
Dropbox. Connected. Dropbox.
And by the way, he's using Filer Pro.
Yeah.
Not
this is Filer Pro. I bought this.
Yep.
I have Filer Lite as well, but it's Filer Pro that I want to tie to Dropbox.
Yeah.
So, this should technically work.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't. I'm not about to restore my phone. That would take about as much time as I have left.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing that.
Which you need to do anyway, but we'll get to that later.
That's not now, though.
Yeah. That's in about 2 weeks.
Right. So, until then, I need to, figure out how to make this. So if anybody has any tips,
yeah.
Anyway, my main goal was just to show you that I'm using a Bluetooth keyboard. This is July 17, 2013, yep. By the way. And anybody know how the heck to get Filer to, so I can add the new Dropbox
just
account?
Just for kicks, go back.
Okay, so escape.
I want to see something.
All right.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it is either, but we'll try it.
Click right with the keyboard.
Okay.
Edit.
You have edit?
Filer held files.
Yeah, there's the...
More info. Dropbox. Device offline.
Yep.
Oh, it's not going to work. Never mind.
Dropbox.
Device offline.
Yeah, you probably knew what I was going to try. Yeah, it's
actually,
not going to work.
Actually, no, I didn't. What did
I was going to say, like, after you hit refresh, go look at the list, but the list didn't change.
The list is the same as it was.
I know we're seeing a refresh button there. Well, it was probably there. We just missed it.
It's... I was double checking. I haven't put anything up there, actually, since I've...
No, you haven't.
So it... So you got add and get link and... How do I get rid of this darn thing?
And it's not in settings either. We looked.
Yeah, we looked in settings. It's not in there. All it's in settings.
Web. Tap settings.
I'll go
tap,
to settings. I'll show you.
All now you hit control home to go, or control.
Control
up arrow.
Option up arrow.
No, just control up arrow.
Control up arrow. That's right.
Because sometimes it gets stuck.
All right.
Web. Tap.
There we go. Now
five.
Control up arrow.
Hold on. I gotta get. Am I even in the? I don't know, tab, hang on.
Oh, quick nav.
Tab.
Oh,
quick nav on.
There we go, now control up arrow.
That'll work.
Settings.
That's
there you
better.
Go.
Okay.
Web sharing, heading.
Forgot we turned that off. Let's see.
Sharing disabled.
Sharing disabled, that's for if I want to use my browser to grab stuff from files.
Oh, okay, I thought that would be for Dropbox. But
no, that's for if you want to use your browser to pull stuff off a Filer onto your computer.
Yeah.
You can. That's how you could do it.
I know that scared the bejabbers out of someone. Why do I have to do that?
All right, that's what that's for.
I remember
for.
That little conversation.
Yeah, that's what that's for. That's if you want to use your web browser to snag stuff.
That can work.
This program will work in iTunes if you want to grab stuff that way.
That's actually quicker.
This will work.
Whatever, you know.
Selected.
And that is off for me. You can say off, on, or auto, which I don't know what the heck the difference would be.
I don't know that.
Like,
share files from Filer over Wi-Fi.
Share files from Filer over Wi-Fi. That's, of course, self-explanatory.
That's the same thing.
Heading. Share files from Filer over
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That is kind of weird.
Filer 2, 2.
And then it just has the version number.
Application preferences. Heading.
Oh, I think it was describing what that did. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Files.
Default folder for storing files is, well, files.
Yeah.
And then...
Passcode lock. Switch button. Off.
There's your passcode lock for the Filer if you want to use that, which I don't right now anyway.
Now, for me, I have to.
Right. You probably got, you know, files
got
in there
stuff
that... Yeah. Wouldn't want folks modifying doing anything with. So, yeah, that's...
Especially with this project I'm working on.
That's true. You definitely don't want to mess with that.
Application hints. Switch button. On.
And application hints, of course, is,
Ghost on Archive Delete.
What is this?
Ghost on Archive Delete.
Ghost on Archive Delete?
I sound like what it's saying. Post on Archive Delete. That's kind of a weird... I'm not sure what that means, but...
Post on Archive Delete. Switch button. Off. Browser HTTP off. Switch button. Off.
Browser HTTP... I think that's like a security setting thing.
Auto-download.
Auto-download. I would never want to turn this on.
I forgot what that does, because I think I had that on in Filer Lite.
I think that will automatically download links without you even doing anything.
No.
You have to, you know, you don't, maybe it'll just do it. Like, I don't want that, because what if you go to a large site, next thing you know, your phone's full.
Switch button. So I Shane's drama collection.
Yeah, go there, and yeah, you'll have your phone will be full before you can even get through the first directory.
Yeah, that's true. So remember, I grabbed all of it.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I forget what tool you use for that, but yeah, that was.
We'll discuss that off the air.
Right. Let's see.
Simple image viewer.
Simple image viewer. That's for photos. If you want to view photos.
Simple image viewer. Switch button. Off.
So that doesn't apply. Obviously, I had that turned off because it didn't do me any good.
Yeah.
Reset. Heading.
Now I can reset stuff.
Restore help files.
I can restore the help files because you can take those away.
Oh, wow.
Just like any other files. If you want them back...
You just hit restore and it probably grabs them from the web.
And pulls them back in. So you can do that.
Reset bookmarklets.
Reset bookmarklets, which I don't know what those are.
I don't know what that is. Well, from using Filer Lite, I have had some experience with those, but not really.
All right. Well, Filer Lite's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
Whatever those are, then yeah, I don't think...
Basically, what you can do is you can have a bookmarklet in your web browser, and when you want to download something, you can just say open with Filer.
Oh, right.
You know, like this music project I'm working on for the next 3 months.
Right. You'd be able to just open that and just download it into Filer.
Download what they give me, and I can just work on it when I get home.
Right. And now you're back to the tabs. Those are all the settings.
What does the get link thing do?
That will, that's where you go to get a link from the web, I do believe. Let me just go there and make sure.
Maybe... Because you just go through all the tabs.
That's true.
Let's see. Any web browser.
This is for... I'm going to go to the beginning. There we go.
Enter a URL. Text field.
You can enter a URL here.
Four simple ways to get your files.
It just tells you... It gives you instructions on how you can get your links.
Copy any web link or image. Then log one. Two.
Launch. Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, you can...
I remember this. Okay.
Yeah, that's all this tab really does.
Right.
Then if you go to... Where is it?
Would it be under transfers?
Selected. Transfers.
Well, let's find out. Transfers is normally
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Transfers is where you would see your incoming or outgoing. If you're uploading files to Dropbox, you would see those in here as well.
Well, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing. But, you know, because we didn't look at all the tabs.
Here's transfers.
It looks the same from when I used Filer 2 years ago.
Yeah, the nice thing is the interface hasn't changed much, which is good. There's nothing in here because we're not downloading anything, so there's nothing. And you're back to your tabs. So it's a very...
Okay.
Very basic. And now we have...
Selected. Transfers. Files. Tab.
And we went through
files. That's where my files are, where the add button is.
Web. Tab.
Web.
That wouldn't be in there.
I remember
that.
Yeah, that's where you obviously go to the web and find stuff.
You could browse stuff. I hate that browser, by the way, that it uses.
It works.
I used it for the project last year.
Right. I remember you were telling me about that off the air.
Yeah, it
does work. A little tricky to find stuff sometimes, but it's there.
Settings. Tab.
And then you have your settings, which we just went through.
Yeah.
That's every tab in this app.
Huh. There's got to be a way to do it without reinstalling the app.
I was going to say, the only other thing I could think of, and I don't want to do it because I do have files in there that I want to keep.
Not unless we can figure out how to get them off your phone. And right
well,
now,
we might. We don't really have much time to play with it, but that
actually,
could...
Actually, your phone would charge in my computer anyway.
What's that?
Your phone will charge in my computer.
All right, of course. Yes, it will. Well, we could do that. Well, why don't we go offline as far as this is concerned? And if anybody knows how to unlink a Dropbox account from Filer, once it's set up so I can reset it, Because if I add a Dropbox connection, I think that's going to give me two.
You can't anyway.
Oh yeah, you're right. Because the thing that connected didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Have you checked? Is there a filer settings in settings?
Oh, you know I haven't looked there. Let me see.
I'm just guessing again.
I mean it's worth a shot.
Yeah. So hit VOH to go home.
Let's go home.
Oh, I can feel like coffee working.
Oh good. There we go. We'll go to
either that or it's reacting violently. We'll see.
Oh boy. Hopefully it's a good thing.
Yeah?
You wanted energy? I think you got it, hopefully.
I think I've got it. I haven't had a caffeine rush in about 3 months.
Nice. Yeah, you didn't do any caffeine when we were out last night. I was the first.
No, I didn't. Well, the Coke.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a little bit. But we did stay up till 2:30.
2 in the morning.
Yeah, so. Okay, here's our status. So all the way back to... Those of you with iOS 6 will be very familiar with this screen.
Hey, I'm very familiar with this screen.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm running iOS 6. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you're very familiar with this. FaceTime, Maps, Safari. I realize there's no order to these apps. You notice that?
There isn't until you get to right about... Keep going.
Music, videos, photos, Twitter,
Facebook.
Now we're getting into the apps that you've actually installed.
Nike Plus,
I don't even have that app installed.
No, you don't. It's stock.
And yet you get that with the settings.
Yeah, there's like a little adapter thing you can buy.
Right. Yeah, Rhapsody, OOTunes, Skype. UDID Plus, which is a really cool app.
I love UDID Plus.
Yeah. Voxer.
I don't think it's going to be in there.
Well, we'll see.
Nope.
That's it?
Yep, that's it. Never mind. There goes my theory.
I didn't even think there'd be anything for Wells Fargo because you can do everything in there. Oh, it's okay. We'll see. Let me just make sure I didn't miss it.
You didn't.
Eh. I just went through every possible option.
So did I.
As far as I can think of, anyway. Bleh. Now.
I better not be coming down with a cold.
We have to do one more thing. Oh, that would suck because now I'm going to be going home with it if that's the case.
Well, remember, I would have just gotten it today.
All right, that's true.
Or either it's the asthma. Could be the asthma.
Well, that could be. What,
Because my joints are hurt, and I think it's going to rain or something.
Oh, maybe. Your joints are always hurting. Is there ever a day when your joints...
Yeah, when the pressure's above 29.7 inches.
Oh, right. It hasn't been that way for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I depair this keyboard?
Oh, yeah. I'll do that for you, and then I'll explain. Oops.
Right, so that's... Yeah, there's
Sorry about dropping the mic there.
Yeah. So, does anybody have any ideas on how the heck to do that? Let us know.
Turn
He's taking the
off.
Keyboard from me. I'm supposed to, take that home with me tonight.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna save up for one.
Okay, here's the, hi, nice to meet you.
Hi,
I haven't seen you in a few days.
Hi,
26 days.
Yeah.
Oh. That was cool.
That was really cool.
Now I'll just...
Now where's your phone?
Right here, right there. Got it?
Got it.
There. You're still in settings.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to go take it over to your computer, I think, and do stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I was going to do that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to forget device.
Yeah, forget all devices or whatever.
No.
Sarah's MacBook, forget this device.
I'm going to forget this device.
Cancel.
There's no forget all.
Oh, that's...
Just in case you blunder.
Oh, right.
Now discover.
I hope I just said blunder.
Blunder? Yeah,
good.
Blunder would work.
And then I'm going to go this.
Say, keep, forget this.
Oh, there you go.
Forget
each device individually.
Yep.
Settings.
I'm going to turn Bluetooth off.
That's what I want. Thank you.
Off.
There you go. That'll work.
Settings. Now I'm going to go
take
this.
And like...
Whoa, I almost tripped.
Oh, yeah, I forgot my cord is over there. I'll be getting rid of that next hour.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I forgot too. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to upload this while getting stuff off of Monty's phone and getting it to him.
Right.
So, you guys take care and be blessed.